you're signing up for, and he signed up for it. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm not. Mera pyar andha nahi hai. Theek hai, main Suman nahi hu.
If I was offered by a partner on a fully paid trip to fucking Switzerland, I would be making
not just any partner.
This is the extent of Preeti simping on Shahrukh.
Problematic Shahrukh.
Hum to maare hain Sanam, she's found two simping moments. Two. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of 10 Rupee Ki Pepsi, Hamara Shahrukh Sexy. Ab this week we're doing a movie which I am just so not excited about. And I'm the one who chose the movie. Hum tumhare hain Sanam. And we've got the name out within the first 15 seconds. So Deeksha should be proud.
Yeah, Diggy is like so, matlab, like all of us actually, not just Diggy, but we just want to get this over with. Like,
yeah, I swear. It is, oh my God. Like, we are getting to this part like 50 minutes too soon, but it is just not a good movie, right? It's so bad. And since we watched it about more than a week ago, or I think
2 weeks ago. We watched it 2 weeks ago, and we have been trying
to schedule
time to record a podcast for the past 2 weeks.
बिल्कुल नहीं मन कर रहा record करने का. So 2 weeks से we've been trying, but finally we sat down and committed to this. Maybe we can make this like one of our first few podcasts. आधे घंटे में खत्म बस. Discuss क्या टर टर and we're done with it.
I'm in. You can spend 15 of those minutes giving the summary and 15 of those minutes doing the quiz, and I will be happy.
Okay, maybe I'll give the summary, and then we can just bash the movie for the next 10 minutes. कि मैं क्या क्या चीजें नहीं अच्छी लगी इस मूवी के बारे में, and we just I don't know. We can simp about this.
You know, if you want to make it shorter, we can spend 10 minutes trying to find things we liked about this movie.
Oh God.
2 minutes mein khatam ho jayega.
It's so difficult.
I love us. But,
anyways, as the format of the podcast demands, I have to give the story. And to do that, I watched the movie again. Not again, like, I just fast-forwarded thoda major scenes ke kya hua tha. But I had to go through those moments all over again, which I...
So proud of you for doing this again.
I'm in shock that you put yourself through that. Like, I would have just read a Wikipedia summary. I actually watched the recap video, which another podcaster recorded like yesterday or day before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would have been a better idea. That was at least funny. I don't know why I just do that. Anyways, let's just move on and stop this. So this movie has a very weird story. Okay, so basically starts off with this woman who goes to her father and says, "Okay, listen, I want money because my husband's dying." And the father says, "No, he's a drunk. I will not give you money anymore." That's how it starts. And she basically tells her, "Okay, if you don't give me money, my two kids will never see your face again." She takes her two kids, which is young Shahrukh and young Shahrukh's sister, and she takes him away. And as luck would have it, the husband dies.
No,
she takes
Sorry. See, that's the part I didn't rewatch, so I forgot. Sorry. Oh my God. Yeah, it's Madhuri and her take younger two. Brother. Sorry. Take two. It's Madhuri and her younger brother, right? Atul Agnihotri, I think. Anyways,
while young Shahrukh and young Shahrukh's sister stay back with Alok Nath.
Stay back with Alok Nath.
They are his friends.
Yeah, but his friend dies. So they, as far as we know, they stay with him only. Anyways, they're his friend's kids, and he sort of adopted them. And his own grandkids are now haven't met him for about 30 odd years. Is when the flashback sort of ends, and it's to present time. Present time, Alok Nath is ill, so his daughter wants to go meet him. On the way, the daughter dies.
No. Wait. This is important. The daughter wants to go meet him because he is dying.
Yeah, he's on his deathbed. She's like, "Kya hum pahunch payenge time pe? Kya hum pahunch payenge time pe?" But you know, this is apparently a dark comedy, and she dies such a funny fashion. I don't know why I'm getting into this, but there's a truck that comes, hits the auto, she gets sucked out of the auto, and then a car runs. and it's just
so it's, there was this running joke in some, I don't know what video I was watching, in which somebody said that Salman Khan ran over her, like, basically.
Oh man,
people are really
yeah, it's so weird. So anyways,
wait, because she was on the footpath. Fuck, I just got the joke. I was like, wait, no, Salman was
not I'm like, Val is like, you're not laughing. This is a nice joke. Am I not making sense?
All right. So that reminds me, Salman Khan is also in the movie. He plays Madhuri Dixit's friend, and he meets her when they're children, and he's an orphan. So her mother adopts him also. Okay, bhai, tu aaja, and you start living with us. And he just... And he doesn't have a name, so she names him Suraj. Anyways, now the kids, which is Madhuri and her brother, they go and meet their father, no, their grandfather. And he tells them, okay, now you're part of the household. And his father is suddenly happy. One day after his daughter has died, and he cannot hold back his laughter and his smile. Because he's fixed his granddaughter's marriage to Shah Rukh Khan, who's that kid of his friend. Anyway, Shah Rukh Khan loves Madhuri Dixit, by the way.
He informed Shah Rukh Khan that I'm getting married to, I'm getting you married to Madhuri Dixit, while Madhuri Dixit is also in the room, and both of them are like, okay, cool, bro.
And he's like, Radha se puchne ki kya zarurat hai? Because I've just met her yesterday. So main ki shaadi kara sakta hu.
Gopal,
Radha, and Suraj.
Gopal Radha Suraj, yeah, okay. But all right, they get married, and turns out Madhuri is kind of stupid. Like, she has no idea how the world works. Usko kuch cheez samajh nahi aati. Shah Rukh wants to have sex with her, and she has no idea. Ye kya chal raha hai? And all she keeps telling him is, "Door ho jao."
Ye kya kar rahe ho?
That was part of that recap video, right? And she's so stupid. Yaar, matlab usko itna stupid kyun dikhaya? Madhuri is such a good actress. And anyways. Enter Suraj, who is Salman Khan, and this is the main conflict in the movie, ke wo uska bahut achha dost hai. And wo legit conflict bhi hai mere hisab se, because usko sara time call karta rehta hai, sara time usse ghar pahuncha rehta hai. Shah Rukh ghar pahunchta hai, she's on the phone with Suraj. Suraj ghar pahunchta hai, Suraj is right there with him. It's a very weird friendship. Like, I wouldn't be comfortable with this kind of a friendship.
Also, unki shaadi hone se pehle wo jaate hai uske paas invite karne, aur wo Shah Rukh udhar wo Gopal ka bolta hai, aap meri Radha ka khayal rakhe.
Yeah, so there are multiple points where, like, he keeps calling her and she tells him ke main tumhe baad mein call karti hun, abhi wo office abhi wo ghar pe hain, wo office chale jayenge tab baat karungi, and probably she just means ke let me be a little more free to talk to you. But anyways, it's weird things. Then something like that happens ke wo uska Madhuri ka bhai hota hai, who's now living with her, because wo khud to inept aadmi hai, usko kaam nahi hota. So through some accident, he ends up in the bathroom where Shah Rukh's sister comes and has a bath.
Through some accident? No, wait. He was fixing the light bulb or something in the bathroom.
Light bulb.
And some woman walks into the bathroom and starts taking off her clothes, and his solution is not to say, "Hey, stop, wait, I'm here." His solution is to stand there with his hands over his eyes, as if like, "Oh my God, now what do I do? Main kahan fas gaya? Main victim hoon yahan pe. Ab chhoot gaya insaan." Matlab?
वो आई इमीडिएटली बोला गया हेलो लाइट बल्ब चेंज कर रहा हूँ. बट एनीवेज ही गेट्स कॉट, Shah Rukh गेट्स एंग्री, स्लैप्स द शिट आउट ऑफ हिम, टेल्स हिम टू गेट आउट ऑफ द हाउस,
फर्स्ट ऑफ मेनी.
एनीवेज
फर्स्ट ऑफ मेनी.
ओके, एंड नाउ ही उसको लग रहा है कि मैं अनाथ हो गया हूँ, तो मैं क्या करूँ, बिकॉज ही सो कोडिपेंडेंट ऑन हिज सिस्टर फॉर एनीथिंग एंड एवरीथिंग एट ऑल. सो ही गोज टू सूरज, and multiple other things keep happening. So the conflict keeps rising. Suraj is again just constantly, and weird things happen. Anyway, Shah Rukh gets sick of it. He's like, "Tumhari dosti bahut zyada ho gayi hai," and he runs into people who are cheating on their wives and their husbands, and he realizes that ye to bahut galat hai. A lot of sexist things start happening, right? A lot of sexist things. Like, Shah Rukh says things like, "Arey mar to tumhara devta hona chahiye, tumhe uski puja karni chahiye, bhagwan se pehle tumhara mar jana chahiye." All of that, and after saying all of this, he tells Madhuri ki tum jao is ghar se bahar.
Apna jism kyun dikha rahi ho? To his secretary.
He tells his secretary who was wearing like a full t-shirt with like
bahut garmi hai tumhare andar,
matlab kuch bhi nahi dikh raha bhai, t-shirt uski gardan dikh rahi hogi at max thodi si, and usme bhi usko dikkat ho jati hai. But anyways, he's just shown as such a nobody. So the problem with this movie is ki everybody is partially right, but they're mostly wrong.
Everyone is almost right. I won't even say partially. Everyone is on the verge of saying something sensible.
Yeah.
On the verge. They almost get it, but they don't. Every single time. Like.
Yeah. And anyways, our thoda issue to where like she knows that Suraj ko Horlicks pasand hai and she doesn't know Shargo ka pasand all of that. Wo ghar se bahar nikal deta hai. Suraj kehta hai ghar se mujhe bahar. Tumhe bahar kyun nikala? And he's like, mujhe nahi pata. She doesn't want to tell him ki teri wajah se hai. And so anyway,
I love it how you remember the Horlicks.
अरे वो मैंने recap किया ना वो आया उसमें subtitle मैं सुन नहीं रहा subtitle देख रहा तो उसमें आया. So anyways, Salman goes to Shah Rukh and tells him, "Bhai, listen, let's. Why did you do this?" And Shah Rukh takes a loaded gun with him, and it's sort of very the you know setup is saying, "Ye kya hone wala?" But he hands him the loaded gun, tells him, "Maar mere ko, because tere wajah se har din main waise hi marta hu." And this scene apparently is very popular with a lot of men nowadays on Instagram and all of that.
Oh God.
Yeah, yeah, unko lagta hai ki arey haan, hamare saath bhi aisa hota hai, hamari girlfriend bhi apne doston se all that incel whatever culture jo hota hai aajkal. But this scene otherwise is very funny. Like everybody should go to YouTube and just see this scene. Tum chichere chichore ho hoga tumhare asanam. This is a very funny scene. But anyways, Salman realizes it's because of him. And after getting very angry, he does realize that I have just been behaving with her the way I was before marriage and encroaching on their encroaching on their privacy. And he introspects and realizes, okay, probably I am at a wrong right now. Anyways, in enters his girlfriend, Aishwarya Rai, who goes to Shah Rukh Khan, tells him, listen, I am blind. Lekin mujhe bhi dikhta hai ki unke dono ke beech mein kuch nahi hai. And that is the sole reason she is blind in this movie, just to say that dialogue.
no, guys. It's disabled representation. Like, that character could have been played by an able-bodied person, but no. They cast a blind person. No, they cast an able-bodied person to play the role of a blind person.
Yeah. They could have. Anyways. Maybe this casted
him. I'm not even saying anything.
Preeti's like, sorry, Diksha, you say all the politically incorrect things. I am in the wrong position to say this. Many full sakti. Oh, God. Anyways, they reconcile. Good.
I have a funny story. When I was a child, Aishwarya did when she became Miss World and everything, Doordarshan pe uske kaafi videos aate the about Netradan. Theek hai? मेरे को लग सच में लगता था कि उसने ऑलरेडी कर दी
तो कितनी छोटी थी
हाउ
ओल्ड वर यू इट्स सच अ रैंडम स्टोरी बट दैट इज सो फनी
आई एम लाफिंग दिस टाइम मेरा
ओके
उसके
चेहरे पे क्या मतलब क्या चिपका हुआ आईज डोनेट करने के बाद
एंड देन आई वाज लाइक ओ हम तुम्हारे सनम में वो अपना वही वाला रोल तो नहीं प्ले कर रही है
Anyway, they reconcile. Usko award mil raha hota hai. Wahan pe jaake stage pe jaake sorry bolta hai Salman ko ke I see the error of my ways. Salman also says ke I also see the error of my ways. Main bhi galat tha, aap bhi galat hai, sab galat hai. Madhuri Dixit is happy because her friend and her husband are now friends, and they end the movie. And so our torture also ended.
I feel like that last scene between Madhuri and Aishwarya is like foreshadowing for Devdas or something. It was so random out of the blue. Like, I can't wait to get to know you or some shit like that they say to each other. And
I can only imagine them like, it do. I can't believe for the life of me that this movie and Devdas came in the same year.
Almost like a month apart or something, not even just the same year.
Yeah.
I'm like how, like, make it make sense for me. Like,
Hamalo, you have almost the same cast. You just have, like, I mean, they already had a very good story when Devdas, and they had a better director, I presume. But
listen, I am a big Devdas fan, so that we will discuss in some time when we are watching Devdas.
Sure.
But I like
anyhow.
Diggy has been so nice about the plot also. He has missed how Gopal is very psychotic. He is after a point, he's just slapping people. Like, he only doesn't slap the boy, he slaps his own sister. he slaps his sister, right?
His sister's problem with the slap is ke mujhe is baat ka wo nahi hai ki aapne mujhe thappad mara, wo aapka haq hai, aap mujhe thappad mari sakte ho. Man and the elder brother, you get to slap me, but aapne baapi ke samne kaise mara? Because another level of sexism. Uske samne kaise mara aapne?
Aur uske baad Neeta naam hai na uska, Neeta kuch to aise hi naam hota hai, but and then she's like
Neeta, I guess.
वो इंडियन कपड़े पहनने लग जाते हैं फिर उसके बाद, मतलब
लाइक फ्रॉम बीइंग अ मॉडर्न गर्ल कॉलेज गर्ल सडनली आई डोंट नो व्हाट स्विचेस शी बिकम्स वेरी संस्कारी
मेबी व्हाट स्विचेस प्रोबब्ली डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस बट ओके कांट रियली से बिकॉज़ द होल थिंग इज डोमेस्टिक वायलेंस
ही स्लैप्ड द मॉडर्न गर्ल आउट ऑफ हर लाइक
दैट्स व्हाट दे ट्राइंग टू शो इन द मूवी एंड आई फाइंड इट वेरी प्रॉब्लमैटिक
नहीं नहीं ऐसा तो ऐसा थोड़ा कुछ दिखाते हैं यार कि थप्पड़ मारने की वजह से वो चेंज हो जाती है, वो तो डाइवोर्स वगैरह बाद में सडनली,
मतलब मूवी में बहुत ऐसे स्लट शेमिंग एंड लाइक प्रमोशन ऑफ,
वो तो बहुत चाहता है,
आई डोंट नो आइडियल व्हाटएवर कोट अनकोट इमेज ऑफ अ वुमन बहुत प्रमोटेड, लाइक आई जेन्युइनली फील दिस इज द वर्स्ट फिल्म I have ever seen, like irrespective of Sharukh, because the whole movie was like, I was like, is this satire? Like, are they being sarcastic? What are they doing? Why is this movie star-studded? And why are all of these stars saying the most rubbish, nonsensical, problematic things? And the plot does not make any sense. Like, it was definitely worse than zero. And I will even go with the extent of saying ki at least in zero they tried to do something. Like, you could tell that there was some thought behind the plot and the execution failed. Here there was no sense behind the plot, there was no sense behind the execution. I will not even say that the acting was good, okay, across the board. Like, I'm sorry, Shah Rukh was funny at times, but I was laughing and I was like, ye kya bol raha hai? not like, oh wow, he's funny kind of way. I'm laughing and like, the fuck, why is he saying this? Like, that way, I want to put this movie so far behind me and never think about the fact that we watched it ever again.
There's so many things wrong.
The tune of Hum Tumhare Aisa was nice, but I will prefer to listen to Dil Lagaliya, which is the same tune, any day. I fucking hate everything to do with this movie. I will not listen to a single song from this movie also ever again.
So, and I was thinking about it, there's this song that comes in towards the end, which is the word ye raade usna na kaisa sila diya something, and that
how do you
song,
remember this, how do you remember
this?
So the kaisa sila diya is basically in the movie. It's like an edit of the movie. Like, in that song, like, if anybody wants to watch a summary of the movie, they can just go and watch Kaisa Sila Diya ka video and they will get what happened in the movie from start to end in that song. And they kept that 5-minute song in the movie. Like, I am like, what were you smoking? I want to know.
Honestly, if like somebody just wants to have a recap of the movie, watch that YouTube video of a guy who does regular recaps. If you type Hum Tumhare Aisa Naam recap video, pehla ek dusre link aayega. It's funny.
Yeah, at least that's
good
funny.
10 minutes of laughter. yeah, he points out all the stupid misogynistic shit they say and why the movie makes absolutely no sense at all. And that's a good 10 minutes that you can invest into this movie. They don't make the mistake that we did.
Which is watching what a 3.5-hour movie in the case of Diggy twice.
Yeah, well.
But I have a question. Okay. You guys have seen this movie before?
Yeah.
I have seen this before.
So you knew what you were getting into. Like I have told you.
No, so I had never watched it like in one go. So the whole extent of how bad it is didn't hit me together. right? You see it in parts. Because बचपन में थोड़ा ना बैठ के आज मैंने तुम्हारे सनम देखनी है, वो जिस दिन आ रही थी सिनेमा में उस दिन देख ली तुमने, जो जौन से पॉइंट से स्टार्ट किया उतना देख लिया, जब मम्मा ने बोल दिया उठ के जाओ काम करो चले गए. So I mean it was basically watching it in parts. But हाँ थोड़ी थोड़ी करके देखी थी. I knew how it ends and I think I've seen all the scenes at some point. But वो full extent as I said hit me for the first time. It's actually such a bad movie.
मैंने तो पूरी ही देखी हुई है कभी पहले. I'm pretty sure क्योंकि मेरे को काफी कुछ याद था. And honestly, I went into watching it from the point कि I know how ridiculously bad it is that I just laughed it off. Like that was the like I was laughing up to a point and then it got really misogynistic and I was like, what the fuck? But like honestly, it's so bad that it's kind of good at some points, but not at all. Like as a full movie, I cannot even tolerate the idea of watching it again. But some of Shah Rukh's monologues are like in the movie, like he's actually the audience. And he's speaking what the audience might be speaking. And some of those wittiness kind of sometimes land and then sometimes he just goes into this ballistic, misogynistic, idiotic things that the character says. Like the horse wala scene and everything. Like some of those scenes are some parts
of the scene.
Wo horse ki statue se baat kar raha hota hai.
Yeah, I'm saying for the benefit of the audience, can maybe just give them context what you're talking about, Preeti.
Yeah, I was confused. I just watched this movie and I'm like, was there a horse racing scene in the movie that I forgot about? And then I suddenly remembered, like, haan, wo ek statue se baat kar raha hota hai. Apna dukh suna raha hota.
So he's drunk out of his mind and he's talking to a horse statue and saying, ki teri life kitni sahi hai, teri shaadi nahi hui hai. So something similar.
You know, I think the problem is that Shah Rukh Khan's character in the movie had no friends. If he had friends, someone would have told him ki bhai tu galat hai is scenario mein, matlab thoda akal thikane laga.
I think that's the whole problem with every character. Like Salman and Madhuri also should have had other friends saying ki bro, like this isn't cool, right? Like
yeah,
everything
also,
is sort of
I
wrong
think
in the movie. Nobody's telling them ki where you're wrong.
Yeah, and both of them by themselves are dumb. Together they are dumber. So like, it's just a cycle of idiocy.
Extremely dumb. Like Shah Rukh at least has some thoda. He at least realizes ki yaar, this isn't right. Like this should not be happening.
Self aware दिखाया है ना उसको. Like we अपने grandfather जो भी वो उसका adopted पापा दादा जो भी है वो इसमें आलोकनाथ भेज देते हैं ना उसको यात्रा पे कि भाई
क्योंकि
he wants
to have sex.
सूरज का फोन, अरे तुम भी स्विट्जरलैंड जा रहे हो, चलो हमारे साथ, बहन सुधर जा. What are you doing?
Like, what kind of honeymoon don't you get? Like, is my
question. Haan, she stays like, nani, Suraj, tum bhi
aao. And then she's like, achha, mera bhai bhi hoga, wo bhi chalega na. Phir then she's like, nahin, mujhe nahin jana, bahut bahut thand hoti hai, and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, if I was offered by a partner on a fully paid trip to fucking Switzerland, I wouldn't be making
this. Not just any partner.
And she asking dumb questions like वो उसमें प्लेन में जाना पड़ेगा, मुझे डर लग गया. तो यार सही में उसको इलिटरेट दिखाया है, मतलब पढ़ी लिखी नहीं है जिंदगी में,
ज्यादा ही स्टूपिड कैरेक्टर है. तो सारे के सारे बहुत स्टूपिड कैरेक्टर है. एंड उनकी स्टूपिडिटी पे शाहरुख जो वैसे मजाक क्रैक करते रहता है ना, मतलब आई डोंट वांट टू लाफ बट इट्स काइंड ऑफ फनी आल्सो. इट्स लाइक दैट ग्रेट
सलमान इज फकिंग कॉलिंग हर एट रैंडम, मतलब वो अपने हस्बैंड के साथ है एंड ही गोइंग टू स्पेंड टाइम विद हर. सलमान उसको कॉल कर रहा है एंड वो डायरी उसको बोल रहा है, मुझे डायरिया हो रहा है, मुझे मेडिसिन बताओ घर पे. इतना इनकेपेबल है तू, तुझे दवाई नहीं मिल रही है, मतलब हद
है. He lives with a secretary or something, right? The date, whoever.
Yeah, full time help है उसके पास.
She never lived in that house. Why does she know where is your medicine? Excuse me, please.
Dude, speaking of help, at multiple points in the movie, I felt like they were focusing the camera on the guy who works in Shah Rukh Khan's house, right? And the way they're focusing the camera, I'm like, bhai, ye chacha kuch to bawal machane wale. Unko
Kaleshi chacha.
Dikhaya, Kaleshi chacha type. Nothing. He does nothing. He has zero contribution to the plot. Why were they bar bar zooming in on him? Like, it was giving such soap opera vibes. Like, matlab, you are watching Ekta Kapoor K serial and usme kuch bhi chal raha hai, kisi pe bhi focus ja raha hai, kisi ka koi contribution nahi hai scene mein, lekin us pe teen bar zoom karega. Vaisa vibe aa raha tha. Matlab, this actually maybe if they had made it as a K serial, no, they would have done a little bit of a better job with the angst.
Oh,
because
it would
have dragged on I for swear. A few weeks and everything, and then maybe matlab ghar mein baithi housewives dekh rahi hoti and like. क्या सीरियल बनाया है बट एज अ फिल्म नो
अंजलि
साड़ी पहन के सोती है वो
हाँ मेकअप Makeup and sari, like she's waking up at 3 a.m. and we're full tayar, like ekdam right out of Ekta Kapoor serial. My God, Anjali was seeing it with me and she had the same thought ki ye to serial hai, ye tum kyun serial dekh rahe ho Shah Rukh Khan ka? And I'm like, yaar, ye majboori hai, hum le liya hai panga. Oh God,
but you know, like in the movie,
no redeeming factor about the movie.
The other thing that I had massive issues with, apart from the otherwise hopeless plot, was, first of all, I felt like it's a Salman Khan movie. Like, Shah Rukh Khan is not even the main character in his own engagement. He is never the main character anywhere. All the songs, most of them, apart from the Hum Tumhare Sanam title track, are actually picturized on Salman Khan. He is given the first credit on the movie. And it made me so angry.
Why did it make you so
Preeti,
angry? Such a shit
Preeti,
movie.
Preeti, you and Gopal same to same. Gopal ko bhi yahi problem tha. Ki uski life Suraj main character hai.
Inka Suraj Madham, kya bolta hai? Hamara Suraj aapko bhi nahi dalta hai. Like, I'm like, yeah, you are right.
नहीं तो उसमें अच्छी बात है ना माय हेड कैनन इज कि शाहरुख को रियलाइज कि बहुत घटिया मूवी होने वाली है लेट मी जस्ट एडिट गेट इट एडिट इन अ वे कि आई एम नॉट द मेन कैरेक्टर फ्लॉप सलमान खान जो है
इतने गाने पेरिस पिक्चर में कितना उसमें भी वही सारे उसकी वीडियो में वही सलमान खान आया जा रहा है देन ही इज शूटिंग दिस सॉन्ग रिकॉर्डिंग दिस सॉन्ग एंड दीस गाइस गो देयर एंड दे आर डूइंग दिस गले में लाल टाई व्हाट इज दैट सॉन्ग
Oh God!
Yeah, also, we have to talk about the fact that this is a universe in which Salman Khan is a superstar for his singing and dancing.
Yeah, dancing.
His singing and dancing, and it's so bad. The choreography is bad. The execution is bad. The music is bad. The outfits are bad. Everything about it is bad. How? Who are his fans? Who is watching him perform on stage? Who is paying money to go and watch that on a stage? Like, oh my God.
I think the overall इनके budget का भी issue होगा कहीं ना कहीं because the production quality of the movie is so crap like उनका शादी का set लगता है जैसे पता नहीं कहाँ पे चल रहा है where Salman is performing ऐसा लगता है मोहल्ले में इन्हें लगा दिया है एक चार चार खटाई और वहाँ बैठ के नाच भाई तू अपना it is such a
No, but you know, I don't think they didn't think about it. I don't think they thought that it's a bad movie. They thought they're making something which is going to get
course,
into the
nobody
nuances
thinks it's
of
a bad
marriage
movie, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
whatever. And then they just couldn't. Like, I understood what Shah Rukh was coming from and then I didn't. I could understand probably where Madhuri is coming from and I didn't. Salman Khan, I didn't give two fucks about, so he can...
So everyone yeah. almost has something concrete going on, like almost, like so close.
Yeah.
I don't know what will, like, you know, push it over to that edge where it actually starts to make sense because none of it does. But yeah, oh my God,
yeah.
What a movie, guys.
There's that scene where his secretary, like to your point, like his secretary is sort of hitting on him and he's very uncomfortable and you feel like, okay, at least he's doing this right, he's done. Because he feels betrayed by his wife, so he's not indulging in, like, you know, cheating on her.
And then she starts talking about domestic abuse.
And then he's like, "वो तुम्हारा पति है, वो उसका हक है, वो जो भी करे, थोड़ी बहुत ही लड़ाई होते रहती है."
Like, you know, the secretary makes a very good point that, like, And it gets just lost in the way, because the way it's treated. The secretary does say that that doesn't give him a right or something like, if I want to go out of my marriage and be happy. Something, something she says, and she hits on him, which is, I don't know how I feel about it as a conversation. But like, she was trying to make good points here and there, and it's never really, like, it is just negated by pure misogyny and sexism. And I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, her point is ke if I don't find love in my marriage, can I not find it outside of marriage? Which is not exactly like a very good point. Like, yeah, I mean, I understand if she talked about domestic abuse and then all of that, but that's not what she says. She says ke agar mujhe haq nahi hai kisi aur ko pyar karne ka, chahe main sirf usko chahun, kuch karu na us pe. It's not well laid out, that point she's trying to make.
I'm saying
I love
they never say divorce is a
so
thing.
Hard to find sense in this absolute bullshit of a film. I just love it.
नहीं यार इस मूवी में सेंस नहीं है. एंड दिस मूवी इज अ ब्लडी रीमेक.
हनीमून से आगे उसको स्वेटर दे देती है यार. हां, उसने साउथ इंडियन मूवी, लाइक द डायरेक्टर मे रीमेड इट इन हिंदी रा, ही मेड इट इन अनदर लैंग्वेज एंड देन ही एंडेड अप मेकिंग इट इन हिंदी.
या
एंड इट टुक देम 5 इयर्स टू मेक द मूवी.
आई डोंट नो,
या समथिंग लाइक दैट.
तो
आई कुड सी सलमान खान्स हेयर गेटिंग लेस एंड लेस थ्रूआउट द मूवी in some ways, and then I went back to his current photos to see the kind of hair now he has, and I was like, oh, I think ab to bilkul hi pata chal raha hai ki transplant kara hai, because uska ekdam yahan se jo front hair loss hota hai kafi zyada dikha hai. Sorry, I don't know why I'm bashing Salman Khan for no reason at all, but yeah, didn't look like his presence in the movie too much.
Cool. I think
now we should
not
try to simp.
I have no simp moment.
Where do we simp?
My simp moment was when the end credits started rolling.
Diggy, you also don't have any simp moments. At any point, you didn't think Gopal is being so cute. Like, wow. I mean,
Preeti, bata de. Preeti, bol de. Dekho cute laga na, bol de.
My only simp moments were when... But uski ye the ki simp moments nahi, when he's like, commenting on there when he's talking to himself or thinking to himself, kai kai bhai wo funny hota hai thoda sa, but I mean, it's although I mean I think that Shah Rukh didn't do a bad job of acting. He was given the role of whatever he was given of, wo usne sahi se kiya, maybe not his best, but it
he
wasn't a bad acting job.
Like, let's not
yeah,
he
yeah,
was
he
not given
the
role. Okay, he
yeah.
read the script. he knew what he was signing up for, and he signed up for it. Okay, I'm sorry guys. I'm not, mera pyar andha nahi hai, theek hai, main suman nahi hu.
Agreed with you, but I think whatever he was given, he tried to do justice. He tried to do it faithfully. It came out absolutely
sure.
wrong, because the character is so badly written.
Sure.
Like, no, let me give a comparison. Like, see, I love Madhuri as, like, in general, she's a great actor. She has a very great face, expressions, all that. But she is doing a bad job as an actor in the movie.
Such a bad job. Amir,
Shah Rukh doesn't drop in the film. Like, his acting is still his acting.
He's still
everybody
putting
has
his efforts. Yeah. Like, so yeah, I think my sim moment, if I had to bring one,
Goda
would be.
Look at him smiling.
No, Goda, but...
If I had to bring one, as if she's been thinking about it. कि मेरी बोलना है कि movie में जैसे भी कचरा थी लेकिन मेरा Shah Rukh best.
हाँ मेरा. So, the first time Shah Rukh and Jadha meet as adults, and Aloknath is saying ki main tumhari shaadi tay kar di hai Radha, something, or then he says ki aapne mujhse pucha or something, and then main to bachpan se kisi aur se pair or something, and Radha comes in and usse to koi puchta bhi nahi, because of course she's a woman, and then wo ha bol deta hai something, and then he meets her for a date kind of thing in the house, I don't know. And I don't remember the exact scene, but wo usse bolta hai ki main kisi aur se pyar karta hu bachpan se, ghar ghar khelte the, something. Ab wo mere room mein hai. She goes into the room, and then there is a mirror. And then Shah Rukh is being all romantic and all of that. And see, and then he was like, you know, she's here in the room and something. And then he looks at, yeah, to main hu. And Madhuri didn't get it there as well. Like, he had to spell it out.
To so dumb. Like, she's so dumb.
Like, he's being all DDL Jaga Raj there. And then she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't get this. So anyway, so when he's doing all of those things and he's being romantic with her and trying to spend time with her or telling her euphemism for sex as football. I don't know if that's romantic. But yeah, like that one scene when he tells her that, you know, this is the person I'm in love with and shows her the mirror. Yeah, that's my... Maybe. And also, one of the scenes which I really laugh at every time I still watch it on YouTube is the one where he has two phones from his office. Then whole ande ka omelet wala jo conversation hai. Kya banaya? Kiska omelet banaya? Ande ka hi toh hai. That's stupid. So, I don't know, monologue where you
are. This is the extent of Preeti simping on... Shah Rukh.
Problematic Shah Rukh.
Hum to maare hai Sanam, she's found two simping moments. Two. Hum log regularly ek ya do nikalte hai. Isme do nikal liye hai. Can't really simp that much on this. It was a movie I can easily forget and discount that Shah Rukh ever did.
It's ratings, okay. Reviews, my scale has now changed. It is the Hum Tumhare Hai Sanam Ke Paazigar.
Sanam Ke Paazigar.
So I would same, like to bump zero up to half a star and give Hum Tumhare Hai Sanam like minus 50,000. Fucking hated this film.
I would really any day watch zero rather than
after watching Hum Tumhare Hai Sanam.
It's a bad.
We definitely need to go back to our zero episode and listen how badly we rated.
No, but you know, when we watched zero, we were so disappointed. Like, you could tell that we were all heartbroken from how bad that movie was. This is angering. Like, watching this movie, I was furious. Like, why am I subjected myself to this? Like, zero is like, yaar, mera favorite actor kya kar raha hai? This is like, ye mera favorite actor hai. Like, in emotion for me while watching both films.
Oh god.
Oh yeah. Will you watch it again, Disha?
No. Any other actor except for Shah Rukh, I would be grateful if Shah Rukh was not in this movie. I would be so happy. Maybe out of that happiness I would watch it once. Just to be like, at least Shah Rukh is not in this.
Ooh, all right. Yeah, why are we discussing this? The answer is very obvious. We are not watching this again, Preeti, irrespective of who's
watching. You watched it second time. You fast forwarded it. So you definitely did watch it for the second time.
Within 20 minutes, like tick, 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 tick. For research, not for anything else. But okay, cool. We are going to go ahead in the quiz section and do that also very quickly because I didn't prepare the quiz.
I didn't prepare for the quiz.
So, I'm going to tell you actor names. You have to tell me who they played in the movie. Every question, like this is about, I don't know, 6-7. There'll be another 3-4 points overall. We'll see. But that's the level of effort I've done. That's the level of effort I've done. Yeah. Okay. Suman Ranganathan.
Deeksha.
Go ahead.
Ashwarya Rai.
No. I'll tell you the actor name. You tell me the character name. That's why I made it so much.
Oops.
Preeti, you want to take a shot at this?
Preeti Neeta?
Yeah, correct. Also, you don't need to... Okay. Like, I'll give you half a point if you tell me the reference. This is the character. If you don't even remember the name, I'm okay with that. Then you'll get half a point for that. So if you had told me Shah Rukh's sister, I would have given you like half a point for that. Okay?
Okay.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay, so I get it.
Preeti gets 1 point, yeah. Lakshmikant Birthday.
Preeti?
Go ahead.
The date guy.
What date guy?
Salman Khan's personal assistant.
Oh, how is he the date guy?
That's what they call him because he keeps all his dates in the calendar and everything for recording his song.
Okay, cool. Preeti gets half a point for that. Preeti is on.
I can't be winning a quiz on Hum Tumhare Hai Sanam of all the movies I've done.
Okay. Okay. Atul Agni Utri.
Preeti, Dadda brother, Madhuri Dixit's brother, I don't remember his name. Amitabh Bachchan's fan, he wears Amitabh Bachchan's t-shirts and locket.
Dixit's not even attending. She's like, fuck this shit. okay.
He's related to Salman, no? In some ways.
He's his brother-in-law.
Hmm.
Yeah. Payal Malhotra.
Deeksha.
Yeah, go ahead.
Assistant?
Whose assistant?
Shah Rukh's assistant.
Correct. Yeah. I give you 1 point for that. Uska naam mujhe bhi nahi pata. Honest. Usme bhi nahi hai shayad. And it's 1 point. Okay, one to you. And I think Preeta's at 2 points. Yeah. Cool. Maybe just one more around this. You can see I have made
okay. Wikipedia khol ke questions bana rahi hu.
Yeah. Okay. Vikas Anand.
Deeksha.
Go ahead.
Is it that lawyer guy?
No, it's not the lawyer guy.
Preeti, is it the help, like the chacha, kaka, whatever?
Yes, it's the chacha, kaka.
I have to be one of them.
Cool, Preeti is at 2.5, Deeksha is at 1. Perfect, alright. So this is another rare movie where Salman and Shah Rukh were together and then they had a whole fight. Some years after that, and they then did 20 movies. Basically, I want you to tell me all the movies that they've done. And I'll tell you how, again, this question will go. Somebody buzz first. They start telling me all the names. I'll tell you when to buzz. Let me finish. Okay.
But, a second question. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a clarifying question before you finish it. Will the guest appearances count?
Everything counts. They should be in the same movie. Even if they don't share screen space. I mean, they do in all of them. So basically tell me all the movies that Shah Rukh and Salman have been so far. How it goes is whoever buzzes first gets to start telling me the names, and once they don't remember or forget, the other person starts. And jitne naam bole utna aapko point milte.
Deeksha.
Okay. Preeti.
I waited for you to finish the question before buzzing.
Yeah, Deeksha, go ahead.
I said Preeti, no, first.
I heard Deeksha first. That's the nature of the game. Sorry.
Okay. Kuch kuch hota hai.
It's half a point for the movie. Yeah, go ahead now.
Okay, cool. Kuch kuch hota hai.
Yeah, perfect.
Pathan.
Good.
Tube Light 0.
Yeah.
Tiger 3. Can you tell how many movies are there?
No. Okay. Oh, actually, I had a very different format in the for this question, but I'll use that sometime else. But go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hum Tumhare Hain Sanam.
Yeah. That's 5, I think. Yeah.
Karan Arjun.
Okay. That's 6.
Om Shanti Om.
Correct.
Okay, pass.
Preeti.
Uske baad to hai nahi, mujhe to yaad bhi nahi uske baad to, mujhe ek movie hai. Yaad kar.
Ek movie hai. This movie has come up in the previous quiz also. A previous quiz as in the quiz episode. Shah Rukh and Salman Khan in this movie together.
Do not remember. Ab to ek hai to bilkul yaad nahi aayega. So I'll...
Haan, dil jo pyar karega.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Cool. Testing SRK knowledge because I don't know the movie knowledge. Okay. Cool. Deeksha is at 4.5. Preeti is at 2.
Shit, am I winning this? Oh.
See, but like, yeah. So I'll tell you the format I had in mind for this is that I want you to, because I knew you immediately buzz kar doge and udhar unfair ho jayega, but initially I thought ke the moment you buzz, you need to tell me the exact amount of movies you will tell me. If you don't, you get 0 points.
Oh, I thought we could go one by one.
Yeah, no, that's not too fun. No, to fir mil jata hai rahte point till you forget. So I wanted to make it challenging ke don't immediately just buzz, but we can use that sometime else. Okay, cool. So this movie started in... So there are two parts to this question. The movie was initially conceptualized in year X. Tell me the year X. That's 1 point. And actually, forget, yeah. That's the question. And I'll ask the rest later.
Deeksha.
Go ahead.
Preeti. 1996. Deeksha.
Yeah, that's correct.
I just did... X minus Y. We mentioned ki 5 saal lage movie banane mein.
To 2002 mein aayi thi movie hai.
Haan, to ek buffer kar diya na maine. Mujhe lagta hai 5 saal movie banane mein lagi to 1 saal pehle conceptualized.
It was actually conceptualized in 96 and then it was shelved and then it was revisited somewhere in 2001 and then it was released. It's not like they shot the movie over 5 years. It just revived later on. Cool, Deeksha, you're killing the quiz for Hum Tumhare Hain Sanam. Okay, so Diksha is at 5.5, Preeti is at 2.5. The next question is for 3 marks. You'll have to use a buzzer. And if you tell me the three parts to this, Preeti will tie the quiz, all right? Who were the three people originally cast for this movie? In Shah Rukh, Salman, and Madhuri's face.
No idea.
No clue.
Can I guess?
Yeah, yes.
Very random, but was it the cast of Dhadkan? Like Sunil Shetty, Akshay Kumar, and Shilpa Shetty.
not even one you got correct. Oh man.
No idea. Not even attempting.
Oh, it's Amir, Juhi, and Sunny Deol.
Anadate. Badhiya rehta. Dekhti nahi main fir.
I swear. Koi na dekhta, screw it. Anyways, through a thumping victory, one of Deeksha's proudest moments on this podcast, which we have won the...
Yeah, I'm actually proud that I guess like almost all the Shah Rukh Salman movies, minus one. Yeah. Like when I thought of buzzing, I had two in mind. I had like Tube Light and what was the first one? I said Kuch Kuch Hota Hai. Then I was like, let me just keep trying. Kuch Yaad Aa Raha
Hai. I thought most of them in my head and then you buzzed. So I think
I should have just gone with the original format. Okay, tell me the number of movies immediately. Otherwise, the other person gets the...
मेरे को लगा वो भी पूछोगे डिगी कि कितने सारे म्यूजिक डायरेक्टर्स ने इस मूवी का म्यूजिक बनाया है.
क्यों पूछूंगा मैं क्वेश्चन, मेरे को नहीं जान, मेरे को नहीं जान.
Do you know the answer to this?
I know there are like a whole bunch of people on it. I know there are a bunch of people. Yeah, okay.
I mean, all of them probably wish they hadn't. So
yeah, there's a whole list of people.
Six people.
And this
so
is what they
came. So it's Anumalik's brother. Yeah, like all of these people, these songs. I think Sarvajit Gaan, Ek Gaan.
Tappu Malik, Bappi Lahiri, Nikhil Vijay, yeah. Nadeem Shravan, Sajid Wajid. Yeah.
Slow clap. Slow clap for all of them on a wonderful, wonderful soundtrack. Memorable, iconic, legendary.
Yeah. But see, as fans, it's okay. He will not come up with 65 good movies.
Yeah, yeah.
There will be a worst movie. We have found it.
If we watch a movie worse than this, oh, bhai. Maza hi aa jayega. I'm waiting for an episode where I will be like, oh my God, guys, Hum Tumhare Hai Sanam was not that bad.
We should have a tier list. 10 rupees Sims tier list of SRK movies. And we can start with putting Hum Tumhare Hai Sanam in F tier. Then work our way up. Baazi karein tier A. Anyways, cool. That brings us to the end of this brilliant podcast. Diksha, you want to...
Brilliant podcast. I love it.
Movie se to better hi hai. Tumne yahan tak sun liya na. So I guarantee you had more fun than watching the movie.
Cool. Okay, so we are doing a 2010 movie next, correct?
Yes. And I have
Diksha
picked
my chosen,
movie.
So we get to guess. I don't even know if somebody's already
Can I
picked
guess
out of it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll tell you which ones are already picked so you don't take those. Dawn 2 is reserved because Manya is coming back and Dear Zindagi is already reserved. Baki guess karo.
Cool. Priti, go
I guess Chennai Express.
Ravan.
Okay, both wrong. I picked Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's some time ago Diksha wanted to choose Happy New Year, I remember.
Yeah, I was like, Farah Khan ne banayi hai, kitni hi buri hogi. Chalo dekh lete.
It's a good movie. I like it. I watched it like
That's generally the consensus I've heard. Ki, it's a nice movie. Yeah, so yeah. I was like,
it's a nice, good movie. Recap, dekh. Main to bahut baar dekhi hui movie. Just to have a good time.
Maine dekhi hai abhi pichle ek do mahine pehle dekhi hai. So yes,
It's a good movie. And he has abs in it. So Preeti is just gonna have a really good time.
I don't think we're gonna hear from Preeti when we're watching this movie.
No, I have a bone to pick. I have a bone to pick with Farah in this movie, so we'll talk about it in the next episode.
Thank you for listening in
and I don't know, bearing anything to do with the movie.
Thank you guys. Also, Preeti and Diggy and Diksha for doing it for the benefit of everyone else. So they don't have to watch it.
I swear. All right.
Hum tumhare sanam, real ones.
Real ones. All right, so I think we should just wrap it up.
Bye. Bye.